When AM first began broadcasting in 1967, the space race was red hot. These days, the International Space Station passes across our clear night skies, largely unnoticed. The International Station has just changed hands, and it would have again slipped below the general media's radar, except for one Canadian, Chris Hadfield. Over the years, we've reported on the singing cowboy, the singing policeman. Now it's the singing astronaut, and his song is ever so poignant. With more, here's AM's Martin Cudahy.
Ground control to Major Tom.
David Bowie's 1969 song has been re-released for the digital generation.
Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control to Major Tom.
In a very professional-looking film clip, Commander Chris Hadfield floats in the International Space Station. His guitar spins lazily in zero gravity while he sings. David Bowie himself has endorsed the cover, lending him his one-time live band pianist, M. Greiner.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
In 24 hours, the video posted on Commander Hadfield's Twitter feed has been retweeted almost 20,000 times. On YouTube, almost 2 million people have seen it. Stilgarian is a technology writer with a general enthusiast for all things outer space.
Commander Hadfield has really brought space alive and made it more engaging to a new audience, far more than anyone has done in recent years.
Commander Chris Hadfield has been in charge of the International Space Station for 5 months. In that time, he's used social media to show off some truly spectacular photos. And after suggestions from those on the ground, he's also engaged in experiments.
And now if I just cut my fingernails here, fingernail bits are going to fly everywhere. And they won't fall to the ground. You can't sweep them up. They're going to float everywhere. They'll get in your eyes. People will breathe them. Not good.
Commander Hadfield has just turned over control of the International Space Station to Russian cosmonaut Pavel Vinogradov.
I pass command of the International Space Station to Pavel Vladimirovich Vinogradov. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I accept the command of the station. We will look after it as much and as carefully as all the predecessors and previous crews. And we wish you good luck to our guys tomorrow.
Though I've flown 100,000 miles, I'm feeling very still.
The Canadian astronaut is due back on solid ground, somewhere in Kazakhstan, to be precise, in the next 24 hours.
Our commander comes down back to Earth.
AM's Martin Cudahy prepared that report, and if you look up tonight into that night sky, you just might see Chris Hadfield in his tin can.